The lack of human interaction has also been felt by some of the animals here, who seem very curious about the return of visitors today. But they won't see full capacity here for quite some time yet, with visitor numbers staggered and limited. Director of Fota Wildlife Park, Sean McKeown, says there's been a great atmosphere here today.
Among the staff, really excited, and among the people, even more excited. They're really delighted to be here. They're all, you can see, they're all families with children. They're just enjoying the idea of being out in space and being around animals. We limited the numbers coming into the park to 500, and then we have also an online booking system, so we space them out into half-hourly groups.
Meanwhile, these parents at the park told Red FM News they're so grateful to be able to take their children here.
We couldn't wait to get here. We didn't want to believe that it could actually happen, that we would be allowed down and out, and the kids are sick to death of listening to me go, no, don't touch this, no, get away from that, and to have the freedom to come down here and not pass anyone, and just to let them off the leash as such is amazing.
It's amazing to be out in the sunshine and the fresh air, especially for her. She's only 3 and she doesn't understand why she can't go to creche or be with her friends or her teachers.
Brilliant. No, like, I'm lucky enough to still be working, so at least I'm not cooped up at home the whole time, like, but it's great to get the kids out, like, and get some fresh air.
Indoor areas at the park will remain temporarily closed in line with public health advice, but it's hoped they will reopen soon and the park will once again be able to welcome visitors from all over. Fiona O'Donovan, Red FM News, Fota Wildlife Park.